Okay, I'm now joined by Áine Ferris, Programme Officer, to tell us about Global Action Plan and their upcoming events. Good afternoon, Áine, and thanks for joining us today.
Good afternoon, thanks for having me.
I said good afternoon, didn't I? Not good morning, did I?
We're nearly in the afternoon.
Time flies and I just forget sometimes. Áine, first of all, just tell us all about Global Action Plan, its goal and vision and the service it provides, you know, to the local community.
Yeah, perfect. So Global Action Plan Ireland is an environmental charity and we support schools, communities and businesses to take practical action to live as sustainably as possible. So our mission then would be to help people in any way we can to lead sustainable lifestyles. And we do this by offering practical and creative solutions that inspire people to act. And that would be one of our most important messages to send, is that we don't have to do like huge things to act to live more sustainably. It could be very simple actions, like using reusable water bottles or getting a key cup, whatever it is. But we can all collectively do something very simple to make the world a little bit more sustainable. And we cover a lot of education workshops. We do that in our community garden. And also we go out to different schools and businesses as well and give workshops either on one day or over a couple of weeks to aid people in the mission to live more sustainably.
All right. And just for the sake of our listeners who may not understand, may I ask you to just briefly explain what exactly is meant by sustainable?
Yeah, absolutely. So sustainable would mean that we're not taking all of the resources we have in the world now and then nothing would be left in the future. So our current consumption habits are quite happening on a big scale. So really, in order to live sustainably, we'd have to try and identify as best we can what are our needs, and are our needs turning into these big wants. So maybe you need some clothes, but we don't need maybe, you know, 10 pairs of jeans or whatever it is. So it's about measuring the amount of things that we're using now so that people in the future, for future generations, won't be left with little resources to live on.
All right. Okay. Thank you very much for that. And tell us more about the community garden that you just mentioned in Access.
Yeah. So our community garden is available for volunteers to come and help out in on Tuesdays and Thursdays from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. And our community gardener, Sharon, would lead that. And we do composting, we plant flowers and we plant trees. And all of these things we plant are local to Ireland. And that's very important for us. In the garden, we don't use any pesticides. So everything that's grown there is completely organic. Groups will come in to grow fruits and vegetables, which then they harvest the next year. And it ensures that they're getting really good quality food for to sustain like a healthier lifestyle. And they don't have to be afraid if there's any chemicals there because we don't use any. And we have rain harvesting. So we have a greenhouse, which is made out of plastic bottles. And we collect rain in that and we use that to water all of our plants. So we actually don't connect to the main water supply where we're based in Ballymun. We just collect rain water and we use that for the garden.
Sounds very good. So locals are actually allowed to grow their own fruit and vegetables in this garden free of charge and take home the fully grown product for consumption when it's ready.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so, really? That's great.
In the garden. Yeah, so it's like a lot of people I don't feel know about it as much. We do have a lot of visitors. We had over 700 to the garden last year. But we're definitely open for more and more people to come and engage with it because I feel even just in urban areas we can, and in any kind of walk of life, we can feel very disconnected to where our food comes from. So I know a lot of the schools who've been involved have really enjoyed that process of planting and then harvesting. And then maybe it's the vegetables they made, like a soup together in school. And it's a nice holistic way of educating in an informal manner.
All right. OK. So the four main themes focused on are water, energy, food and waste. Would that be right? OK.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right. And you're part of GAP, like GAP International, the global network that has a presence in over, I think, 20 countries worldwide.
Yeah, all of us each as our own identity, try and facilitate behaviour change. And this is to promote this environmental mindset that even if we take the car, that'll have an impact on our environment. And if we buy something in the shop, that's probably travelled a long way to get to our stores. So we're always trying to think how our actions locally impact the world globally. And it's just once we start thinking in that way, I feel like behaviour change starts to stem from that. And we're quite aware that it is a journey and everyone's on their own process of trying to figure out like how can they make these small changes to live a little bit more sustainably.
All right. Can you give us a few examples of how individuals can change their long-term consumption habits, you know, with sustainable living tools and the programmes that you have?
Yeah, so really it depends on the individual, I find, because I know a lot of people would ask me that question, and some people might feel like everyone needs to get reusable coffee cups, for example. But if you don't ever get your coffee to go, you probably don't need to buy a coffee cup. So I always try and tell people to just look at their own habits first and then try and tweak that to be a little bit more sustainable. So maybe if you always get the car to work, maybe there's an option for you to park it at a certain point and then walk the rest of the distance, or to get the bus for the rest of the distance or whatever. If you're in an area where you can cycle, definitely try and utilize that as much as possible. Or maybe in your day-to-day, you travel a lot in work, so maybe you're working in the city centre, but then you could use one of the Dublin bikes to get from A to B in the middle of the day, so you don't have to keep moving the car around and creating more emissions. So some of our programmes that we would have would be Water Explorer. So this one is all about checking how much water we use in the day and trying to realise how water is so essential for our life and trying to respect it a bit more. And that's done through an online programme that we have. It's completely free to use for schools and youth groups. And you just sign up and then all the lesson plans are there for you. And you just follow it through and then you can update your journey on the website. So it's really simple to use and it's completely free. And then we have a few other programs which are all about biodiversity. So either our biodiversity officer or community gardener will do workshops all about that and talk about how our parks are really important and you can become like a steward of your park, or we'll do little planting workshops and just creating that awareness again about where everything's coming from and that even, like the greenery around actually has a life within it.
Okay, so you have a sustainability workshop coming up presented by Cabra Tiny Town. Tell us a little bit more about it, what's happening and when.
So we actually did that Tuesday night in Cabra with the Tiny Towns group. And we do a few of these workshops. We'll have another one coming up in Fatima Road in town in May. And these sustainability workshops bring local people together and we discuss various issues in the community. So that might be social housing, or it could be public transport. It's really an issue that the group identifies for themselves as being important or something they'd want to work on. We use the United Nations Sustainable Development Goals as a framework to explore these ideas. So the Sustainable Development Goals were developed in 2015 by the United Nations, and they're a set of 17 goals with the aim to eradicate poverty by 2030 and to reduce inequalities and to improve our environment by 2030 as well. So we use them as a framework. So goal 11 is sustainable cities and communities. And often we would use that one to explore ideas in Dublin or the wider area, what's happening here. Maybe it's the pool bag incinerator or the more cycling paths being inserted into the city centre. And we explore them and try and discuss together like what impact would this have for the wider community. And a lot of the time we'll connect these goals then to the environment. So what would it mean for our green spaces, for like air quality, all of these things and how that links back into the global perspective. So maybe that's climate change or poverty on a larger scale.
All right. Okay. And to celebrate National Biodiversity Week 2019, you're holding two family events as well, family-friendly events.
Yeah. So basically, biodiversity just means like a variety of life on Earth. And it's essential for us to understand this if we want to continue to enjoy, you know, healthy food and clean water and to access fuel, health and wealth, really. So we've teamed up for National Biodiversity Week this year with the Irish Environmental Network and National Biodiversity Week organisation to provide two workshops. They're both free. They're both family friendly. They'll be held in the Global Action Plan Community Garden in Ballymun. So this is just beside the church on Shannon Road. And the first one is on the 23rd of May at 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. And this one's called Bees for Biodiversity. So at this one, we look at the great work that bees do for us and the world and how the little busy workers provide us with lots of food. So really trying to connect the idea that bees are responsible for all the food because they carry so much pollen around the world and we need them and we rely on them for our food. So we'll be doing a few games and a few interactive sessions on that. And then on the Saturday, so that Bees for Biodiversity is on Thursday the 23rd of May. And then Saturday the 25th of May, we have our other workshop called From Plant to Place. And this is, again, in the community garden, just next to the Virgin Mary Church. It's family friendly and it will be educating people on how to grow your own food and increase biodiversity in your own garden. So I know this time of year we're all inclined to mow the little patches of grass you might have, or maybe we have bigger patches of grass and we want to keep them all tidy. But even if we left just a little bit of that grass uncut, it would provide a space for all their little mammals and little bugs like beetles and flies and whoever else to have space to navigate, because that's their home. So when we cut all of that away, they don't really have anywhere to go. So it's really important for us to protect that for them. And again, we'll just have a few little games and then we'll have some seeds and small plants that will be available to take home as well.
Yes, all sounds very interesting, Anya. Very nice. So for the sake of our listeners, you have a website and it's up to date with news-wise with details of all upcoming events, I gather.
globalactionplan.ie, and we're also on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram, and it's all at Global Action Plan Ireland.
Excellent. Right, so we leave it at that, Anya, and thanks very much again for joining us.
Yeah, no, thank you so much for having us. We absolutely love chatting about all of this and hope everyone can try and come to the event. It'll be really great.
Okay, Anya, all the very best to you and a happy Easter as well. Have a great weekend. Cheers.
Bye.
Take care. Now, that was Anya Ferris, Programme Officer, telling us all about Global Action Plan Ballymun and their upcoming Sustainability and Biodiversity Workshops.